I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious. SAFM Breakfast. We're back and soda. Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast. Beck, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Do I not look good?
No,
do I
not look well? How are you doing? Just greeting you.
Okay.
What? Geez. Wow, don't be so defensive.
I know.
And like, how are you, mate?
Oh,
you know, in Australia?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, good. That's all it was.
I don't know.
Oh, hang on. Hey, Beck, how are you?
I'm peachy.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't look good and you look like there's something on your mind.
You know the worst thing you can say to a woman?
What's that?
You look tired. Like you say it in a caring way. Like you.
Can I get in trouble for thinking something? Can I actually get in trouble for thinking something?
Well, no, if I can't read your mind.
Oh, okay, because I think you look really tired.
Oh! I'm not.
Hey, if you are a parent, you might well be tired. Or if you're thinking about being a parent or you're practicing being a parent, whatever way you like. We have got some great advice coming up. Maggie Dent is going to join us throughout the show, and she is so fantastic with everything parenting. She's got a little piece of advice that I reckon will change everyone's attitude and perhaps even their own, well, pressure you put on yourself as a parent, Beck.
And let's tie it.
Yes.
You do look tired. Well, I think you do anyway.
Let's get into the podcast, shall we? Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, what about this Aussie bloke? He's been slammed for being a bogan because he's rocked up to the premium cinema. And before the lights went out, he's got the bare feet up on the back of the seat in front of him. It was in Toowoomba in Queensland.
In Queensland.
Well, no, not necessarily. It says you have a premium luxury experience in Australia. Shouldn't you wait until the lights go down? People have just whacked this fella.
No, not wait until the lights go down. Just keep your shoes on.
Is it that bad?
Well, I think because
Wouldn't his feet be cleaner than his hands? Like if you put your hands on the chair, your hands have touched more stuff than your feet.
I haven't really thought about that. You have your feet, so you wear thongs all the time.
Yeah, got them on.
In winter. And you have, I think I've said this before, the biggest big toe I have ever seen.
Thank you.
It is.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at your feet right now.
Yeah. Have a look at them. They're nice.
The end of your toes are dirty.
What do
you
mean?
Your toenails are cracked and dirty and you have calluses on the bottom of your feet. And they are, I don't want them in my face. You can put them back down, thank you.
Bare feet are okay.
I don't understand foot fetishes. I don't find feet particularly attractive.
Yeah, but is there a problem actually being around in bare feet in these sort of situations?
Yes, there is because,
What's different between your feet and your hands except one's on the bottom of your legs and one's on the end of your arms?
Well, I don't know because feet are on the ground and the ground is dirtier than the things you touch.
What about if they're in thongs or shoes and then you take the shoes off and you put them up on the...
No, because thongs, I can see that dirt has got in under those thongs because your feet are dirty. I just think if your feet are going anywhere that another person's body has to go. So if he like crosses his foot up underneath him, then I'm going to have to sit on that cinema seat the next time I go in there and his dirty feet have been there.
It's like when people go to the toilet and they go, wash your hands before. Well, shouldn't you wash your hands after? Oh. Shouldn't you wash them before? Because your hands are dirty and then you go to the toilet. You would think you're actually dirtying yourself because that was clean until you put your dirty hands on because you've been walking around town touching stuff.
I think feet are fine.
There's no problem. Bare feet are okay as well, I think, in that scenario. Keeps you connected to the earth.
I was at the hairdressers this week and there was a woman walking around the hairdressing salon with her shoes off and I was like, maybe because there's hair and stuff on the ground in a hairdressing salon.
Yeah, but you're wearing shoes and then there's hair on your shoes.
Know.
You're still walking around. It's not your feet, it's hers.
There's something about feet that I feel are dirty.
You reckon?
Yes. They're dirty.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
producer Rach here.
Yes.
Just have to pop in and tell you, I went to our weekly content meeting in the boardroom the other week and our colleague was rocking up to the meeting barefoot, toe jam, banging around. His bunions were disgusting.
But it wasn't me.
In a meeting.
In the boardroom, meeting.
Who was it?
Luke Wilton.
Oh, my God.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Been a little different this morning. We opened up with a bit of Guns N' Roses.
Bit of Gunners.
Why? Why?
Because
we
love it.
No.
You're wearing a Gunners t-shirt today with a cap that says disobey.
What is wrong with that?
You're actually dressed as your child today.
Well, it's casual clothes day.
I'm wearing my child's hat. I paid my 50 cents.
Why don't you go backwards in time and then tomorrow you can come in a little pair of Oshkosh overalls.
I feel like Benjamin Button. No, do you know what? That was Offspring.
Offspring, correct.
And can you just give us a little bit of Gunners? Just come on. If your alarm is Whoever's meant to go now, come on. Get a bit of Welcome to the Jungle. This will get you out of bed.
Oh, my God.
Right, this is probably going against the SAFM music algorithm.
I just need a palate cleanser of Taylor straight afterwards.
What do you mean a palate cleanser? You want to just get something that hammers you. Because right now, what is it, 6:54?
Yeah.
Right, so you might be thinking, I need to get up.
You're up and about now.
Give it up. Give it a bit of volume. Go on. You don't hit snooze, do you?
No.
You just want to get out. And you just want to get out in that jungle that is Adelaide, that is South Australia. Or the southeast if you're down there.
Yeah.
Where's Ed Sheeran?
Oh, no, he's coming. Don't worry about it. He's coming.
Can we keep Axel?
Is everything okay on SAFM?
Yeah, it's all good.
That's great, isn't it?
All right, we'll get to the news. You're up and about.
See, you'll feel...
You check the roads.
Hey, you're welcome. You can't have a bad day now.
Good morning, Adelaide.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Oh, quick update on the missing diamond ring out of my engagement ring. Remember, we had a psychic write in and say she thought I knocked it making the bed or folding sheets. Mm. It hasn't turned up yet. But I don't dispute psychics. And now I believe even more strongly because I have had my own psychic.
Can I just ask, though? So the diamond now is gone. You have conceded that you will never see it ever again.
Well, I still look everywhere around the house. In my car, I still keep an eye out for it. But I think it's gone. It's been about 3 weeks. Now.
Yep.
But I had the most incredible psychic connection a couple of days ago.
Right.
Do you believe in psychic connections? Do you have that moment where you're thinking of someone, a friend, and they ring?
It's a bit, I know what you mean with that. It's a bit like ghosts. I really want to believe, but I need proof. But the psychic thing, I reckon there are situations that do occur where you think there has to be something to it.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I believe it, but... Okay. I don't know. Because like what you're saying then, you know when you're thinking of someone and you look down and they ring?
Yeah.
Or you haven't seen someone for a year and you think about them and then you run into them. I think there's something in that.
So you cannot dispute this moment that I had. Right. So I did a yoga class and we do like 3 minutes of meditation at the end where you just lie there and you try and clear your mind. I know you're a big meditator. You'll be proud of me.
You just got to try and empty it and have no thoughts, which is a lot harder to do than you think.
Particularly my mind is very busy and I was trying to clear my mind. I know you think it's empty most of the time, but it's very busy.
I would never suggest that.
And as I was lying there, the word Bickford's kept coming into my brain.
What, like cordial?
Like Bickford's cordial. So Bickford's has just celebrated their 150th anniversary. Happy birthday, Bickford's.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough, and you know I love an event, to be invited to their celebration.
Right.
And I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking, I've got that Bickford's thing, Bickford's. And it was circling around my head, and I don't know why it was. Anyway, I sat up after the meditation. And the woman to my right, who I didn't know, had never met before, turned to me and said, "I'll see you at Bickford's." And I said, "Sorry, what?" I said, "Did I say something? Did I say the word Bickford's aloud?" Because I said I was unable to get that word out of my head. She said, "No, I work for Bickford's and I know you and I know you're going to be there." And I was looking at her going, "Get out of my head, Bickford's lady. Don't you think that's really weird?"
No, mate.
It's so
not
weird.
At all.
No, I'm sorry. That is so weird. There was no reason for me for 3 minutes straight to being unable to think of Bickford's and a Bickford's employee. She's been at Bickford's for 30 years, was next to me. So out we had a shared consciousness.
Was she wearing a Bickford's
shirt? No! There was nothing Bickford's about her, apart from the fact she has been at Bickford's for 30 years. So she was like the personal embodiment of Bickford's.
Right.
So is this a psychic phenomenon or is this that you were just trying to tell us that someone recognised who you were at yoga?
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, Beck, parenting is a challenge. We know that. Everyone listening knows it can have huge challenges. Joining us now is Maggie Dent. I'm going to call her a parenting expert. We'll check whether she's comfortable with that in a moment. Mm-hmm. She's got a great podcast on Listener. It's called The Good Enough Dad, and she interviews many people about being dads and, seriously, how you just navigate through this topic. I cannot wait to speak to Maggie. Maggie, are you comfortable with parenting expert?
No, I hate the expert.
What do you like then?
I'm still learning. Oh, educator or something, because I'm a nanny and I still muck up. So there is no perfect ever.
Oh, God. Parenting boys, for those people that do have boys, how different is it?
Look, it's so interesting. And I, for a long period of my time, even though, because I taught them in high school and co-ed, and then I went on an intensive breeding program and had four.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I kept reading, gender is a social construct. And I thought, not in my classrooms. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying in my classrooms.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the whole lived experience. And we've now got, finally, some of the neuroscience to show we've got some significant differences that do impact them differently. And hormones, you know, there's a difference between what happens when you're surging with testosterone or you're surging with estrogen. So I just, you know, let's go to common sense. And how do we navigate that? Because every single child is a one-off, right? Yeah. No book has been written about whichever child you're worried about because it's yours and it's unique. I just, you know, parents are looking for that one thing. And sometimes, you know, you probably got the answer inside you if you weren't so stressed about it. And you can sit down and go, okay, what's going to work for my child right now?
Maggie, I've got two boys. I've got an 11-year-old Felix and 7-year-old Otis. Food to me is an issue. They change all the time. I find it hard to get some real consistency. Sometimes I just eat boring. I try to introduce new things and it does my head in.
Yeah, no, that can be tricky. And also the whole hangry bit, how quick can a boy go from happy to hangry and not even know that he's hungry?
Yes.
And that anger comes out sometimes, and it comes out at parents and siblings.
Yep.
And I had an issue with one of my boys, my grandson's the other day. He had swimming in the morning. He'd had a good brekkie. I had a banana in the bag, but, of course, he's a bit keen on rubbish. And I said, no, Nanny doesn't buy that, darling. And, of course, by the time we got to lunch, oh, he was off the Richter scale, you know. And I had a big chat with him that afternoon and said, do you know how angry you were? Did you remember that? And you were really grumpy and I couldn't even make you laugh, and I can make any of my kids laugh.
Yeah.
And I said, that's because your body was hungry and it was hungry for food and it makes you angry and frustrated. And that's what happens. So you need to tune into that. It's not mummy or daddy's problem. You need to know when your tummy's starting to get hungry and that you need something. So sometimes those snacks that we offer you, just eat it, dude.
So that's the focus on boys. And you're also focusing on dads now in this Good Enough Dad podcast because obviously a lot of the focus on parenting help traditionally is focusing on the mother. So why are you focusing on dads now?
They really are wanting to step up over the last, you know, 15, 20 years of my work. 40% of many of my audiences now are dads, and they're not getting pushed to come along because they actually want to be a better dad than what they probably have. And they want to be a part of this, what I call team parent, you know. They've recognised it's actually not all that fair that the female partner is carrying the load. But also I can do this. I just need, you know, let me in. And also I want to know how to do the heart-centred stuff. How does my son or daughter – How do I make sure they know that I love them? And that's a biggie, that when I'm asking all these dads, and some of them are celebrity dads, they all struggle with, how do I do that? And also the big one that comes up quite often is how deeply the dads I've been talking to worry about the world we're bringing our kids into, the impact. And, I mean, you know, people like Hamish Blake is a comedian, right? Oh, my gosh, we go deep.
All right, Maggie, we're going to go even deeper with you next. Stick around because you've got one piece of advice for us that I think is going to change the way we view parenting.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're halfway through a chat with Maggie Dent. She is a parenting educator. She's got the Good Enough Dad podcast on the Listener app, which has obviously sparked Soda's interest.
You struck a nerve because I want to be the best dad I can be, right? Yep. That's the most important thing
in
my life.
No dad wants to be a lousy one, trust me.
No. And I'm trying everything. You're trying emotional connection. You know, I'm thinking, like, how much screen time? Do they play the Xbox? Am I providing the right food? Should we be doing exercise? Should I let them actually watch TV now? Should I be forcing them to go outside? It's overwhelming, and I find it really bloody tough at times.
There's no question. That's why I keep on advocating for a team parent approach where when stuff goes a bit, you know, well, it's not what we want, we deal with it as best we can, sometimes tagging in the parent that's gone and got triggered by it. And then later on over coffee or whatever you need, if it needs to be a wine, whatever, chocolate, doesn't matter. Now let's have a revisit of how we might do that differently later. What do you reckon? Mm. Right? So it's not this judging each other by – it's that we've got to come together and problem solve together. And the other thing is that we can engage our kids in problem solving, bring it to the table and say, look, we've just noticed there's a lot of fighting between you guys at the moment, and particularly on these days of the week, and we want to have a little look at how can we sort that out, what ideas do you have, and what ideas do we have? Because we've got to help our kids work out how to fix their own stuff.
Oh, hang on a minute,
Maggie.
And not
always fix it.
So not just yelling and screaming. That doesn't work, are you telling me? Because that's what I've tried for all these years.
I know. And guess what? Probably was what was happening in your home when you were a similar age. It's one of the things we know. And it's hard. Those imprints are deeply embedded in us. And that's why every now and then we've got to be a bit kind on ourselves and go, hang on a minute. Yeah, I know where this is coming from. I'm going to come back in and I've just, you know, done a big rupture. And I'm going to come back in when I'm calm going, no, that's, sorry, guys, that's not the parent I want to be. Those words aren't words I'm very proud of. So I'm going to work on being a better one. Your kids really hear that and we want them to hear that.
Maggie, my boys are pretty physical, right? They run around. They're stereotypical boys, if you like, right? And I haven't sort of pushed them down that path. They've just gone down there.
Yeah.
How much fighting is too much? I mean, there's always going to be arguing and bickering, but, you know, as they're growing, like, should I be worried if they're into each other all the time?
Okay, this is a really big one because it's one of the big differences between girls and boys. Atypical ones, you know, about 70%, not all of them, is that the physicality is actually how boys show affection. So that physical, we call it an aggression nurturance. So, you know, slapping you, trying to trip your brother up and wrestling with him is actually me trying to have fun with my brother. And, you know, most of the time they get it and every now and then one will get hurt. But if we don't pounce in on it, because that's exactly, you know, when I taught them and in year nine when they're 13 to 14, oh, my God, they're like gorillas at each other. But they don't gorilla over boys they don't like. So we've got to recognise and, you know, when one does hurt the other that we just go, yeah, I bet you didn't mean it, mate.
Yep.
Do you know, because the intention behind the behaviour is usually about connection, not to cause pain. But there are days they lose it, and they're the days we have those big conversations.
Yeah.
And I think there are times we have to move the environment for our boys because we know that kids either build up energy when they're some boys, you know, our rooster boys, if they're sitting too long or on screens too long, they build up energy and that's got to come out and sometimes it come out not as we would like it.
Yeah.
But the little lambs run out of energy and get whingy and whiny. And that can happen even if they're having a good play bit. So every now and then I just go, you know, encourage parents to say, let's all head outside for a while or throw the dog in or bring some food in. And you reset the energy. So they'll probably play for another, you know, 20 minutes before they need another distraction.
There's so much food for thought amongst there. Look, if you need more for all dads, have a listen. The Good Enough Dad, it's on Listener. Maggie, I could talk to you for weeks because I need to pick your brain, seriously. I sit there sometimes pulling my hair out going, am I actually doing the right thing here? When all you really want to do.
Good news. Wait for the good news.
What's the good news?
You've only got to get it right 30% of the time. And for a child to know they have one securely attached good human in their lives.
Is that right?
So most parents are nailing it. They're doing about 70 to 80% and they have two parents who are. So it's that's what the research shows really strongly. It is about, you know, can you love me after I've mucked up? That's the biggie.
Yeah.
But also 30%. I tend to aim a bit higher, but, you know, that's what the research shows.
Is that right?
That's reassuring, Maggie.
Yep. It is, isn't it?
That is amazing. Right, the Good Enough Dad on Listener, Maggie Dent. Hey, Maggie, thank you so much for joining us. This is very, very valuable information.
My absolute pleasure.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Magic Mark on a Thursday.
Now he's doing the air keyboards over there for his own theme tune. Turn it up, mate.
My theme tune.
Yeah. All right. So this is pretty simple. Yeah. You ask three random questions of someone in their car and away they go.
You can be driving, you can be stationary, and you could be Beck from Two Wells. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning, Soda. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. What about yourself? How's your day started?
I'm awesome. This rain is fantastic. It's so overdue.
It's raining out there.
We're just looking outside after everything we've had. What's it like? Is it warm outside or is it?
It's warmish, but just the rain's so refreshing. It's just so dry out and dusty out here. It's so good.
Yeah,
won't have to water tonight.
Well, Beck was talking about topsoil this morning.
Yeah, I'm worried about the farmers.
Yeah, so, Beck, you'll be right too. Well, so you're out in a nice sort of, well, it's not rural, semi-sort of rural.
It's getting very built up now.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's new developments out here. So
are you stalling?
Hey?
I think he's stalling so I can get his drone up.
Hang on. All right. Now, Beck, okay. Now, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I am pulled over on Port Wakefield Road.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're heading into Adelaide Way?
I'm heading to Parafoot Airport.
All right. Is that where you work?
It is.
Oh, cool. What do you do there?
I do admin work for UniSA.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Beck, do we know each other?
No. We waved to you one time from the boundary at Norwood Oval.
Oh, cool. And I waved back, of course.
You did.
Yeah, there you go.
What a man of the people.
Wow. Wow. The kids were so excited.
What
they're
a
like,
moment.
That's soda from the radio.
What a moment.
There you go.
So proud of you, honey.
Yeah, well, no, good on you, Beck. And thanks for saying hello at the footy. Yeah. Right, okay, Beck, I'm going to ask you three random questions. Well, let's go straight to it. We're talking footy. So who do you barrack for?
In Adelaide, I barrack for Port.
Yeah, and what do you mean outside of Adelaide, who do you barrack for?
We sort of sway a little bit towards Collingwood as well.
Wow.
Collingwood and Port Adelaide, that is some sort of...
I have a lot of respect for Collingwood. Since Fly took over, they have just come from nowhere and they've done so well. And, yeah, I just love the game they play. And, so we sort of jumped on the Collingwood bandwagon a couple of years ago before they won the flag, well before.
Yeah.
And my partner barracks for Collingwood and has all his life. So, so when it comes to Port versus Collingwood, it's a bit of a...
Yeah.
Hard day in the house.
Well, it's amazing. You're right. People are starting to love Collingwood, and I love the fact that you know your footy because you said Fly, of course, Craig McRae, the coach.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. We went
question
to
number two.
Yeah. Hang on.
His parents were sitting in front of us.
Who was his parents?
His parents. Yeah, we're sitting there at a. I think it was a Crows Collingwood match.
Yeah.
And we're going, go the Pies. And his mum turns around, not knowing. So she looked at us like, oh no, we're going to get beat up here. And she goes, my son's the coach.
Oh, how good's that?
Oh my God. Well,
he's a good Glenelg boy.
Up here in the sticks with us.
Craig McRae. Okay, here we go. Question number. Have we got any time left,
no,
or do you want me to just tell you what?
I think it's time for traffic and.
Righto, here we go. Question number two. We were talking about feet a little earlier because people have been getting around with bare feet in the cinema, and Beck doesn't like it. I'm a big fan of bare feet. If you look down at your feet, Beck, is your second toe longer than your big toe? Right, you've got Morton's feet. That's what it's called. It means you could be a very good athlete, Beck. Okay, so you've got Morton's feet. And just for my last one, if you had to pick a favourite ice cream flavour, what would it be?
Oh, Bailey's or Snickers?
Oh, wow, that's real.
You're not messing around. Mm.
Okay.
Bailey's.
No, 48 flavours.
Yeah, very nice indeed.
Should list them all.
All right, 48 flavours. Okay, Beck, I reckon we've got enough there. I think Bailey's, yeah. Yep, okay.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Beck, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Sure thing.
Right.
Wow, guess the colour and the make of the car. We'll find out. Yep. Thanks. Magic Mark.
Good to know that Craig McRae's parents sitting out and enjoy the footy like that.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Magic
in me. Thursday, Magic Mark in the house.
Yeah, this is where we get you to reveal things about yourself, and from that I can deduce the colour and the make of your car. Beck from Two Wells is joining us. She's heading down from Two Wells to Parafield Airport. Beck, you on the side of the road or are you going hands-free?
I'm going hands-free now.
Oh, nice. on Port Wakefield still?
Yes.
What sort of area are you in now?
Should I be a decoy? Should I lie to you?
Or? I don't know. It's up to you, Beck.
Near Burton.
Near Burton, okay. Have you gone past those weird sort of metal structures and flies and all that in the fields?
Oh, they're further out than me. They're out of Dublin.
Oh, is that how far they are?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Beck, here we go. I asked you three random questions before. You are moving in your car right now. I asked you who you barrack for, and you said, well, you're a hybrid of Collingwood and Port Adelaide, which is, well, particularly unusual, unless, of course, you're Greg Phillips or Bruce Abernathy and you played at both clubs.
There was a detailed explanation, though, so I think we understand.
Absolutely. And Choco Williams also played at Collingwood and Port. Okay, so we've got that. Now, I asked, is your second toe longer than your big toe? And you're a yes.
Yes.
It's called Morton's foot.
Yeah, I'm with you, Beck.
You got that?
Mm.
Well, it means actually that you're a bit more of an athlete.
It's a Beck thing.
Yeah.
I was when I was at school. I was a really good athlete.
There you go, Beck. Absolutely. What was your sport of choice?
I was the only person in my school that did every single event on sports day. So there was like 10 events and I did everything. So I was sort of an all-rounder. I was good at everything, but particularly good at triple jump. Oh,
good on you, Beck. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Great event, the old triple jump. Right.
Yeah.
Now, your favourite ice cream, if you could smash something out, you'd go with your Bailey's or your Snickers from 48 flavours.
That's correct.
Right. I love just you're sort of like a contradiction with so many different things here, with Port and Collingwood and all these things. You're athletic. You can triple jump your way into
good
the
good for a chat.
Absolutely. Righto, Beck. Here we go. I can tell. Are you a mum?
I am.
Right. Does your car practical to help you sort of transport at times?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I got that feeling. I'm tipping that it's Beck. We're talking something biggish, right? But not four-wheel drive big. I know it's something where you can... How many kids have you got, Beck?
Two.
Why would you drive a Carnival if you've got two? Because you could put them in anything, couldn't you? Is it a Carnival?
You're shitting me. No way.
Are you driving a Kia Carnival?
Yes.
Is it white?
Oh, no way.
Yes! Hey, Beck. Well done. You have a wonderful day, and we've got for you a custom ORTC cap that we have made, and you can have a B for Beck or an S for Soda. I'd take the Beck if I was you, considering you're a Beck.
My son's Blake and my daughter Sophia. How do I choose?
Oh.
Just send me one, whatever.
You know what? We'll send you two B's and an S, right? A B
oh,
for
you're
you,
amazing.
Another one for Blake and another one for Sophia.
There you go. Well done,
that's
Beck. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That'll be so excited.
Magic Mark, he's done it again.
Have
everybody.
A good weekend, everyone.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Two pretty alarming events in Rundle over the last couple of days. Yesterday, two blokes, one armed with an axe, threatened staff at Foot Locker. On Monday, a worker at Rebel Sport was knocked out with a stool. A 15-year-old girl charged over that attack. So not great if you're working in retail in Rundle Mall.
Very frightening. Former Crows ruckman, a Triple M footy caller, part of our business as well. He owns the Nike store in Rundle Mall, Rhett Biglands. He's got on the phone right now. We'll get to the bottom of this. What is actually going on there? Biggles, what's it like running a business in the mall? Is it as scary as we're hearing at the moment?
Oh, good morning, guys. Probably in the last 5 years, it's just in regards to theft more so than violence. Theft has probably doubled in the last 5 years.
Wow.
So that comes off, you know, off your bottom line of all the retailers who are working pretty hard in there. But
yep.
I suppose the negative flow-on effect in recent times is that the government's spending millions to attract major events to Adelaide, and then the tourists who are coming here, like Adelaide Cup Day, who witnessed something like that in the mall, and then again Tuesday, there were thousands here for the fringe. And that's sort of detracting from what the government's trying to do with these events, because if we have a retail precinct which has problems with juvenile crime and escalating sort of theft, it's just a real worry for not only retailers trying to make a dollar, but also for just general public.
Because how brazen are these people? Like, are they just going in and taking stuff? Is it like gangs and groups, or is it individuals? Is it just anyone? What have you seen? What's the patterns?
Oh, so, Beck, you guys would know, like in the United States, you would have seen the footage where people grab things and just walk out brazen. Yeah, so we're not far away from that. It's getting like that. Jeez. And from the incident yesterday where they just walked in, grabbed something and walked out, and then sort of, well, we can't get into the details there for legal reasons, but it's not far away from that where they just know that, unfortunately, the police are understaffed at the moment, as with every industry, and they you know, are struggling to keep up with the amount of issues that are occurring. And it's just getting, yeah, it's getting really worrying.
I think the most alarming thing about the recent attack on a woman, she was knocked out by a stool. So then staff are going to be too scared to confront shoplifters, even if they catch them.
Yeah, I've been talking to a few retailers and victims of crime and police officers and lawyers. I'm still finding more information. Whether or not the penalties at the juvenile justice system, whether or not they're enforced, are strong enough, particularly for repeat offenders. That's the question, because a lot of we won't stereotype, but there is a lot of juvenile crime out there at the moment, which affects business. And the sadness out of it, one of the, you know, there's an iconic store in Marion, probably the most famous store in Westfield Marion, after 40 years of retail, was forced to close its doors the last week. And that, without a doubt, theft played a part in them shutting the doors.
Wow.
Biggles, what do you tell your staff? So if you see someone go out and, you know, you've got great stuff there at Nike and all the kids sort of want to get hold of it, do you tell them to grab people, to detain them if they're walking out with it? How do you deal with it?
Legally, they can detain them, but we don't ask that of our staff. We prosecute. We've always prosecuted. Since 2010, we're one of the only stores that we always prosecute offenders, and that's the key to, if we catch them, we've got to prosecute. We've got a stack of affidavits in store that the police have given us ready to go, because unfortunately, when we catch them, the process to prosecute is a long one. The police have got to do a lot of paperwork. They've all got body cam footage. And in a response to that, the police now have got some undercover plainclothes officers getting around the mall, which will hopefully have an impact. But our staff are very well trained to deal with it because, it's, as we said, it's been escalating pretty badly.
Jeez. Mate, thanks so much for joining us. And it's just a sad state, isn't it, that this is happening, mate. We wish you all the best, big man.
Thanks, guys.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Right. In these radio standards and everything you have to do, there is a thing called cash for comment, and you've got to make sure that you're not, you know, particularly plugging things you shouldn't be and so forth.
No, like, people and got in trouble in the past.
I reckon with you that there is a bit of an issue here. Now, I don't know why, but I think there was just some sort of gratuitous segment you did earlier this morning where you just kept dropping a commercial name, and I think we need to investigate what you actually got from this company.
Okay.
Because essentially, well, what you put out there was nothing more than a plug with no real content in it. So can we just count? So Bickford's, of course, are celebrating a big anniversary, aren't they?
Yes, Bickford's.
Yeah, what anniversary is it?
150 years here in South Australia. Great South Australian company.
Absolutely, Bickford's. Well done. Congratulations. I don't know what's going on with you and Bickford's, but just if you missed it this morning, have a listen to this. Can we just count how many times
you dropped this? Oh, this was about my psychic connection, not about Bickford's.
I don't think it's anything about a psychic connection, particularly when you hear the ending. Let's see how many times we hear Bickford's here.
I had the most incredible psychic connection a couple of days ago where – do you believe in psychic connections? Do you have that moment where you're thinking of someone, a friend, and they ring?
It's a bit – I know what you mean with that. It's a bit like ghosts. I really want to believe, but I need proof. But the psychic thing, I reckon there are situations that do occur where you think there has to be something to it.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I believe it, but I don't know. Because, like what you're saying then, you know when you're thinking of someone and you look down and they ring?
Yeah.
Or you haven't seen someone for a year and you think about them and then you run into them. I think there's something in that.
So you cannot dispute this moment that I had. Right. So I did a yoga class and we do like 3 minutes of meditation at the end where you just lie there and you try and clear your mind. I know you're a big meditator. You'll be proud of me.
You just got to try and empty it and have no thoughts, which is a lot harder to do than you think.
Particularly my mind is very busy and I was trying to clear my mind. I know you think it's empty most of the time, but it's very busy.
I would never suggest that.
And as I was lying there, the word Bickford's kept coming into my brain.
What, like cordial?
Like Bickford's cordial. So Bickford's has just celebrated their 150th anniversary. Happy birthday, Bickford's.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough, and you know I love an event, to be invited to their celebration.
Right.
And I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking, I've got that Bickford's thing, Bickford's. And it was circling around my head, and I don't know why it was. Anyway, I sat up after the meditation. And the woman to my right, who I didn't know, had never met before, turned to me and said, "I'll see you at Bickford's." And I said, "Sorry, what?" I said, "Did I say something? Did I say the word Bickford's aloud?" Because I said I was unable to get that word out of my head. She said, "No, I work for Bickford's, and I know you, and I know you're going to be there." And I was looking at her, going, "Get out of my head, Bickford's lady! Don't you think that's really weird?"
No, mate.
It's so
not
weird.
At all.
No, I'm sorry. That is so weird. There was no reason for me for 3 minutes straight to being unable to think of Bickford's and a Bickford's employee. She's been at Bickford's for 30 years, was next to me. So out we had a shared consciousness.
Was she wearing a Bickford's
shirt? No! There was nothing Bickford's about her, apart from the fact she has been at Bickford's for 30 years. So she was like the personal embodiment of Bickford's.
Right.
So is this a psychic phenomenon or is this that you were just trying to tell us that someone recognised who you were at yoga? Times. So I would like to know, what did Bickford's give
I
you?
Am not being, it's not cordial for comments.
You haven't declared.
Declare,
right?
I'm not. They gave me one free thing of cordial at the event. That's all. I just love Bickford's. Bickford's.
Yeah, well, I tell you what also happened.
I'll declare the cordial.
You know what else was amazing though? Yeah. Someone recognised Beck in public and it was so good.
We love South Australia.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.